Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Puffins, like many other seabirds, nest underground. Puffins nest in colonies on islands and rocky bluffs. They generally arrive at breeding colonies in May. They use the sharp claws on the toes of their webbed feet to scratch out burrows 3 or 4 feet deep in the steep hillsides of their nesting areas. At rockier sites where soil is scarce or non-existent, puffins nest in rocky slopes or cliff faces. Both species of puffins found in Alaska, the tufted puffin and the horned puffin, lay only a single egg. For 6 or 7 weeks, both parents take turns incubating the egg, trading places while the off-duty bird goes out to sea to feed.
The chick hatches in late July or early August. For the first 5 days or so, one parent broods the chick. After that, the chick can keep itself warm and can be left alone while both adults gather food. For the rest of the summer, until it's fledged, the chick remains in the burrow while its parents take turns feeding it and standing watch. As fall approaches, puffins gradually leave the breeding colony. The chicks take their first flights and join their parents out on the open ocean. Most birds spend the winter far offshore in the North Pacific Ocean and do not venture near land. Young puffins remain on the open sea during the summer of their first year. When they are 2 years old, they visit the colony during the summer, but don't breed. Some puffins are mature enough to breed at age 3. Others don't breed until their 4th year. For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hawker.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.